T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Hey, Shawty. This a safe place?
Of course, Shawty. You know that, Shawty.
Shawty, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, 1 minute, I be dancing. And then out of nowhere, I just be sad, Shawty.
Now look, Shawty. Life is like a party. One moment, you be jigging. And then, the DJ will play a mid-ass song.
You see, Shawty, your problems kind of like that song. They don't play forever, Shawty.
So it's okay to be sad. Go ahead and feel those emotions out. But when your song come on, you gotta be ready to snap back.
You're right, Shawty.
Get the men off the streets. Get the men off the streets. Get the men off the streets.
What?
Get the men off.
What?
Man out the streets.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Get the man out the streets.
What rid the mid?
Yep.
Is that a real website? That also looks like a really low. That looks like an old ass.
Sometimes I be sad. I be jigging, right? And then I just be sad.
Nigga, I'm so confused.
Get the man out the streets.
What the fuck?
Hey, man.
Hey, Shawty. This a safe place?
Of course, Shawty. You know that, Shawty.
Shawty, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, 1 minute, I be dancing. And then out of nowhere, I just be sad, Shawty.
Now look, Shawty. Life is like a party. One moment, you be jigging. And then, the DJ will play a mid-ass song.
You see, Shawty, your problems kind of like that song. They don't play forever, Shawty.
So it's okay to be sad. Go ahead and feel those emotions out. But when your song come on, you got to be ready to snap back.
You're right, Shawty.
Get the men off the streets. Get the men off the streets. Get the men off the streets.
I see your one video and I raise it by the next one they put out, nigga.
Y'all know what time it is. Huh? Mail time.
There is a problem and I am here to solve it. I am Tito Touchdown and I'm running for office. What made me want to be a political player? Pinstripe wear, midtown layer, midfield mayor, suckers beware. If you the strong friend, put a pinky in the air. If you the strong friend, put a pinky in the air.
Get the men out the streets. Get the men out the streets.
Christ have mercy on the cricket. It is episode 168 of Blurs in the Hood. I'm your resident super villain, Mr. J. Washington.
How the spot you blurred Vincent A. Marshall and Mason Dude got it. What is happening now?
Thank you all for everybody who rock with us. Listen, I think we need to say this live out the gate. Thank you for everybody who watched the pre-taped Spider-Man or No Way Home review. And I say that because the niggas y'all was coming. They was like, hey, is these niggas live? And like, comments would be like, hey, man, check this. And we were like, nigga, we're not here.
We're not here. We taped this for your enjoyment. We are no longer in the building presently. So yeah, no, we appreciate each and every one of you that watched it. I mean, we're putting up around the same numbers that we put out for an episode. So for y'all to come through and watch it, it was really fucking great, man. We appreciate y'all. I really wish people would stop fucking messaging me about me thinking they had recast Alfred Woodard in No Way Home. Because I get it. I understand now what you're talking about. As far as like when people keep bringing up the same shit to you. But if you literally, I think the part that's more frustrating is if you literally look at the tweet right below the tweet they sent, there's five other niggas that said the same shit, let alone the fact that it has been commented on that video I did with Christian and Koi like 50 times. And someone goes, hey, by the way, you know that's a different actress, right? I'm like, yes, nigga. I thought they recast her because she was also from MIT, but it doesn't fucking matter. I'm over it. I'm so over it. Oh, Lord.
Just want to say for the record, he gets mad too. Thank y'all for everybody. thank y'all for everybody that has rocked with us, man. I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. Look, a lot of motherfuckers are sick in these streets. I know before we get to the whole nigga what you've been doing. If you are watching us and you are sick right now, I hope you feel better. I've been telling everybody, I've been playing this game called Allergies, COVID, a Cold, or did my dumbass actually sleep with the fan on high and my balcony door open and it was 37 degrees outside at night? Guess what the game is? A and D. So, yeah, man, I just want to make sure y'all know that. So I just want to say that. Everybody listen to the podcast. I think it's updated. It should be updated. Should be updated up to date. The No Way Home is not on the podcast feed, so you have to watch that. I'm just letting you know right now. So with that being said, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Just being grouchy as fuck, bro. I
You should get the mid out the streets.
I had to get the mid out my appetite. I had to fucking get blood work done today. And so, unfortunately, the only appointment available, because I went to the doctor like 2 weeks ago. And so the only appointment available at these labs, I guess they're just overly taxed also because of COVID and shit, was today, 2.5 weeks later, right? And the only appointment they had today was at 3 p.m. So for those of you who've done blood work before, you normally get the blood work done in the morning because they need you to fast. So essentially, they're like, just go to sleep, don't eat breakfast, come get the shit. Well, I had to sit around all fucking day not having a goddamn thing other than a little bit of water. I remember I got on the phone with Jake because we were talking about the show. And I was like, nigga, what MCU movie ain't got a lot of eating in it and shit? He's like, I don't know, nigga. I'm watching Infinity War. Ain't no eating. It's just, I mean, Thanos did give fucking Hulk a two-piece of the biscuit, but they ain't just no fucking
three-piece spicy, nigga. Like, bah, 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 bah.
But they ain't no eating. And I was like, all right, I might have to do that. So I've just been like, I don't normally get hangry or nothing like that, but the more I like my stomach would growl at me and I would just sit there looking at the kitchen, I'd be like, man, fuck you, kitchen. And then I would go back to whatever the fuck I was doing.
How you just gonna snap at the kitchen?
They're just sitting here taunting me. Like, Kristen didn't mean to do it, but like this morning when she normally gets ready for work, she'll make her breakfast like after she finishes her makeup, but she'll come get back in bed with me and just kind of hang out while she eats and we'll talk. And so she got in the bed, smelling all like egg sandwich, and I was like, if you don't get the fuck away from me. Like, I obviously didn't say that out loud, and I know she can hear because she's watching the show, but like in my head I was like, I swear to God, if I ain't love this woman, I love this woman so goddamn much, because
it's like you know nigga angry because you lucky I love you. Why? I'll kill you because it's egg sandwich right now. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
It wasn't even because it bothered me. It was more
if you was hungry, bitch, I'll kill you over this eggs and cheese.
I wasn't even hungry. Oh, I did say it out loud. Oops. Whoops. Kristen said I said it out loud. Whoops.
See? You said this shit out loud. Bitch, I'll kill you over these eggs. Bitch, I'll kill you over these squirrels. Are they scrambled easy? Are they fluffy? Bitch, I'll kill you.
It was literally a situation where, like, it was only because, it's not because I can't deal with, like, because there'll be plenty of times she'll do that, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get up and make breakfast in the next 30 minutes.
Don't you see me? I'm thick. I need to eat. And you just go eat.
Shut the fuck up, Nick. It was, Nick, I like you. What the fuck? Why don't you? It was literally just because it was 8 a.m. and I had 7 hours left to go. I had to not eat for another 7.
Well, shit.
Bro, she brought that sandwich into the bed, and I knew I had 7.5 hours, and I was like, it was just, fucking, yeah.
Nigga, you start looking at the bed, you start looking at your watch like,
T-minus 30 seconds.
Someone just kicked in late and they were like, wait, did I admit, what the fuck? Just the show just skipped on my ass. I was just like, I know, baby, I watched you eat that sandwich. Crystal goes, what more do you I watched you eat that sandwich. And I sat there like,
congratulations. Oh, my God. Crystal was looking up fingers like, more do you want from me? Oh my God.
So I was just having a day. And yeah. Then, like, look, obviously I've got two tattoos, one that I'm constantly, I don't like needles. Even with that's at least for a purpose, so it's fine. So for those of you, I'm sure you've all gotten blood drawn at this point. It's not like the vaccine where it's a little baby like boop and you out. It's that big ass fucking needle that's sticking on my fucking vein, and as the blood is coming out, and the blood's coming out, it just goes dunk dunk, and that whole shit just hurts and vibrates and shit. And I was like, oh, I need some fucking food. Fuck y'all niggas. And so this nice lady, her name is Barbara. She is so nice. She might be watching the show because she asked about like how, you should get a YouTube channel, because I was talking about how I did an audition for Snore, and she's like, ooh, you need to get on your old YouTube channel and then get the message. She was like, get them to sponsor you. She goes, get them to sponsor you, and that way you can get some free store shit.
That was so perfect. That was so perfect to be like, you need to get your own YouTube channel.
Message.
And I was like, Miss Barbara, I do have one. But then we started talking about all sorts of shit. I was like, yeah, you know, after having this. She was like, baby, why did you wait until 3 to do this appointment? I said, that's the only appointment you asked. She's like, oh, you made an appointment? I was like, was I not supposed to? She's like, most people just come on in. I wish you would just come in. I was like,
I said, babe.
Hey, don't you say that about Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara was an angel. You ain't gonna do that. Don't you say nothing bad about
her. That was your inner hunger, nigga. Your inner hunger was like,
my inner hunger heard that I could have just walked in and was like,
Drake?
Your stomach was in its cavity just like,
Jesus Christ!
Literally, when she heard that I had not had anything since 10 o'clock and I was there for a 3 o'clock appointment to get my blood drawn, she looked at me like,
yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
So, but we were talking about, like, she was the nicest lady. She's the nicest, I guess that's phlebotomist is what they call them. And so we were talking about Raising Cane's, how that Raising Cane's about to open in Burbank. And I can't wait. And I was like, ooh, I'll get Raising Cane's after this. That bitch don't open until fucking March. So then I was like, all right, what am I going to do? So I went and got a Philly cheesesteak. And it was mad fucking good. And the lady was like, damn, you don't have nothing to eat all day? Here's a free beer. So she gave me a free beer and shit, right? It was dope. Now my stomach hurt, nigga. So I went from being starving to having an upset stomach. I just had a rough motherfucking day, bro. Like,
okay.
Ooh. But yeah, Miss Barbara was like, you sweet summer child.
Yeah, you sweet Miss Barbara called you special without calling you special. Oh man. Shit.
So it was just, it's been a day, man. It's been a day. You know, I'm excited because I'm going to be headed out. I got a negative on the COVID test. I'm headed to Texas tomorrow night to see my dad for Christmas, and then be there for a few days. So the Blurred's on Thursday, as well as After Dark. I will be in Texas while that's happening. So I have to hope
So his daddy gonna go on, his daddy coming on the show to talk about titties on Sunday.
Are you fucking kidding me? The fuck he is? I ain't doing that shit. You out your goddamn. You know what I'm not going to do is that Leslie Marshall is not coming to talk about no titties and vagina. I told you that story. I've told it before.
I know, but you don't want your daddy coming to talk about some titties and just be like,
I just, bro. The last time there was an After Dark, I'm not going to get into it because what happens there stays there. But I talked about the time he told me about making sure I'm eating pussy no matter what my little nigga friends say. Like, that's a whole conversation we had.
Excuse me, what?
Do you not remember this story? Son, I need to ask you a question. Are you eating vagina? And I was like, Dad, I don't want to talk about
it. I said, we don't have the capacity.
He was like, because if you're not, you need to be. That's first of all, that's how a woman... America! Fuck yeah! He was like, that's how a woman falls in love with you. But also, don't let your little nigga friends tell you otherwise. See, they're going to be ignorant about it, saying, no, I don't do that. No, you need to do that. So I just, oof. It was a whole thing. He was drunk. So anyways, that should do it, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Let me center myself. Okay. Nigga. Shout out to my homie DTA. Just hit me up. He texted me. He was like, boy, y'all niggas are crazy. Like, he watching us live right now. So the whole comedy community seems to have COVID except for me and like three other people. I'm staying away from niggas. Like, I'm just staying away. Like, half the New York comedy scene got COVID. LA is catching it bad. I was supposed to go to a comedy festival next week. I just emailed them early before the show, was like, I'm not doing this. Like, it was in Utah, and I'm like, I'm not going. I can't. I'm not taking a chance. And I know comics that have fake vax cards. I'm not playing no games with you niggas. Wednesday, I went to the Improv's holiday party. On Friday, Wednesday, I met Michael Collier, legendary comedian Michael Collier, in person. I'd interviewed him before for Cinelinks, and we talked. We'd never, like, met face-to-face. So I met him in person Wednesday. Thursday, he called me, asked me to be on the show. He has a morning show, Michael Collier morning shows on YouTube. So I do his morning show. I got to be up at 6:45 in the morning on Friday. So I'm up to be in the show, whatever. And I go up like 7:30. I do about 3-4 minutes family-friendly material. I got them kind of crying, laughing. You know what I'm saying? Get a standing ovation from the host that are watching me. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool. Michael calls me after the show. And for any black person who understands this, when a black person calls you, the first thing come out their mouth is, nigga, that mean you done did some good shit. So that was Friday, right? Friday, then I ended up working in the nightclub. Now, here's the thing. Y'all probably wonder, like, yo, James, you worry about catching COVID at the nightclub? No, when there's not 15 people in there, I'm good. This shit ain't spread, though. Ain't nobody coming. So did that. Saturday, I ended up doing a show in Glendale. I stayed in the green room, and then I did my set, and I left. Then I went and hung out with one of our buddies for his birthday. The group of us was all vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, those are the niggas. I'll stand around without a mask anytime it was anybody else. I don't know you, strange danger. But we were at the brewery, put a mask on. Can you hear me? Are you there?
I am. I just, another motherfucker that we around got COVID, my nigga.
Who now? Oh, Koi?
Yeah.
I saw this thing on
everybody Earth. Got this shit.
Not everybody, bro, nigga. Let me tell you something.
The fact that Koi has it.
You can't speak.
Now, hold on.
Koi has it and Roxy has it, and I have dodged that bullet somehow.
Nothing. Congratulations.
I'm just glad that Roxy is doing a little better. I know she's still not doing well. I didn't even see Koi's full video. I just saw update Welp, and then people underneath being like, hey, man, I'm glad you're back.
I feel like, hey, you know what's funny? It's just weird now. I feel like no matter who you are, everybody feels like now when they get COVID, they got to make a video testimonial. Niggas, will it be a full video on the channel, an Instagram video, on Twitter? Niggas, everybody set up their phones.
Sometimes you gotta let them know. Sometimes you gotta let them know.
Nigga, I'm sick. I got COVID. Everybody sitting in front of the camera, eyes low as shit.
Yo, ask Kristen. She's in the chat right now. Ask Kristen. how confused and just thought how absurd it was that instead of texting Roxy when I needed to tell her something, I shot a video and sent it to her, my nigga. Because like I just straight up, I was like, I'm not gonna be able to get all my words out. I'm just gonna have to fucking do a video real quick, and I fucking record a video. She's like, y'all internet motherfuckers are weird. She was like, y'all's world is just weird.
So I'm gonna tell you this. So again, going back to me. I just got word people at the entrance. Go back to me, nigga. Back to me, nigga. So bring it back to me, goddammit. So I get texted, you know what I'm saying? So just started texting me like, hey, get tested. Niggas popped up. I said, oh, bitch, I've been tested daily. Like, I've been sitting getting consistently tested. Like, one of the things I've always, man.
Chrisley says you want to shoot their own memoriam.
Hey, man.
Oh, my
gosh. Hey, everybody shoot videos like this. Hey, look, I want to let y'all know something. I had a lot of things I was scheduled to do, but COVID made other plans. Now, here's the thing. I'm double, triple vaccinated, boosted, and everything. And I just...
It'd be that sniffle. It'd be that one sniffle like a titty.
But again, I feel sorry for everybody who's caught. I do, openly.
Of course.
I joke and whatnot. And I told Jen Sturger this, and I told Winston this. I said, yo, being patient zero feels like a good thing.
I mean, based off of what you've been talking, theoretically, just because it was so many years out, I don't think that's what happened.
2018.
But I know.
Look, everybody knew I almost died 20 years.
2 years out. 2018. You were 2 years right. out.
2019 is when it's discovered. That's why it's COVID-19.
I'm aware. So,
again, let me finish. So, again, this is about me right now. Let me have this moment. So, when everybody knew I was about to die, nigga, I had all this. When I was in the hospital, for people who saw the pictures and everything somebody with COVID goes through, even up to being ventilated and everything, I went through. So, I thank God that I've been testing my ass off. So, again, so that happened. So then, like I said, Michael, call your show. So working the nightclub.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is you caused COVID. You literally wasn't Wuhan, China. You did this.
I
just want my baby.
I click. I clicked the wrong one. So essentially, your ass was in the hospital with COVID, and you were like,
"They pushed me out and paced me."
That's you trying to breathe at the end.
Nigga, no.
So like I was saying, so then Monday, you came over yesterday. We hung out for a minute and chilled. And then I went to the gym yesterday. I went to the gym this morning because, again, why wouldn't I be in the gym? That's kind of the only reason why I'm wearing this cutoff sleeve t-shirt. Plus, I didn't feel like putting on a hoodie. I've been working out a lot. I'm trying to just be sexy. I'm just trying to be cute. That's why I got a lot of cocoa butter and baby oil. Yes, I still invest in baby oil because sometimes you got to double up on your ashiness.
Oh no. Oh no. No, no, no. That's really dark. That is really dark. Holy shit. Whoa.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
I said, we don't have the capacity.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Poor Miss Robert probably trying to watch his goddamn show like, this nigga is fucking crazy.
You brought this on yourself. You the one that told Miss Barbara, anytime you got to think of, let me tell you something. Look, we have respect for our elders, especially growing up with people with black
family. No. Hold on. You acting, Miss Barbara ain't 70 years old. She maybe had me by about 3 years, bro. Like she was pushing 36. At most 40, you know how you can't tell with niggas?
I said, bitch.
We were honestly around the same age. So it's not
so you and Miss Barber could bust it open at the same time and you sit there like Miss Barber.
Sir.
Stop it. Get some help.
I'm gonna
God damn.
Like could you not? Could you just like not, bro? Like that's more oh my god.
Oh, so also oh, yeah. So wait.
Oh, so Jay, there it is. You're the one that fucked the pangolin.
What am I, Randy Marsh?
So again, everybody, so COVID is coming through. We're going to talk about it for a second. It's been kind of shutting shit down because motherfuckers don't know how to take care of themselves. And so we're supposed to have a New Year's Eve gathering at Winston's crib because they finally going to have a fucking housewarming thing. So everybody was like, so Winston and Kristen posted in the group was like, hey, you niggas need to be tested. And so
that's true, but also, nigga, I know you wanted to be Thanos, but how would you settle for Pestilence, the fourth horseman?
I'd rather be Apocalypse. I'd rather have gray lips.
Nigga, that's not what we asked you. We asked you if you're willing to be one of Apocalypse's four horsemen since you out here spending plagues, nigga.
I have pregnancy tests. I mean, COVID tests that I bought. Yo, how fucked up it would be if I thought I bought at-home COVID tests? I'd be like,
bro, you're like pee on it. How is that going to tell you if I have COVID or not? You're like, okay.
And then
the funny thing is because it's either the one line or the two line on that street. So you're like, nigga, I can't tell if I have COVID or if I have a baby.
Jay out here really being a resident supervillain.
Like, for real, bro. Not a resident supervillain. You are a global supervillain. J.L. Jackson 78 says Apocalypse has those Newport cigarette lips. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey, you know what's so fucked up? I just want to say something. Like, we've just only done the nigga what you've been doing.
We're 30 minutes in, and we have just completely... Holy shit. Oh my god. All right, we probably should get this started then. I mean, we already talking about it as is, so there's no need to transition. Omicron is now officially
the Omarion out here in these streets, nigga. I'm roasting her bad wig and slapping the fuck out
nigga,
of it.
You didn't put a fucking Omicron thing. You put goddamn Omarosa again.
Yep.
God damn it. Yep. I hate you so much. All right. Well, it is officially the dominant strain here in America. Now, the one thing that has gone on, and we said this on the previous show, that they are kind of reiterating. Typically with Omicron, you are still looking at light symptoms. You're talking like it's not like you can ignore it, but it is still a fever. It is still headaches. It is still body aches. It is still sinus issues. It's just apparently not hitting quite as hard as Delta, but it is affecting exponentially more people.
Well, like, what it is, they say, so Delta can knock you out and take you out of here seriously, right? Omarion is fucking up niggas' vocals. Like, it's everybody who's getting it in their throats or their throat, they're scratching this in their throats for like razors. Yeah. It's burning, it's scratching a thing. And they say that's the number one, symptom that you will know you have it. But again, for people like myself who suffer from allergies and sinuses, post-nasal drip is consistently a thing. So post-nasal drip can cause a sore throat. But it's that level of a sore throat in which you get. You'll know the difference. So when you sit there around your throat so sore and you be out here going. You might have Omarion. Now,
so you went and put that shit in again. Are you fucking kidding me?
Put this in here.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this. Look at this.
I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. What? Hey, I'm just an island boy. I'm just an island boy. I'm gonna keep that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun. I'm just a fool gazing. I'm like, pull where I'm staying. They're like, you wanna be famous? I'm trying to be out the greatest. I'm gonna float, oh boy. And get a real.
Not letting this shit play all the way.
No,
by the
nigga,
way,
what the fuck?
By the way, no, fuck you.
You know what
you're
not
going
to do?
Streamlabs.com/blurtotheblur/stiff.
Put us through the torture and not give us the fucking dessert, you stupid.
Streamlabs.com/blurtotheblur/stiff.
No. Here's what you're not going to do. Streamlabs.com/blurtotheblur/stiff. You shut the fuck up. You are not going to put people through the torture of the Island Boy and not give us the goddamn restaurant that is the iMarquise remit, you stupid bitch.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this. Look at this.
Somebody come look at this.
We're trying to make Christmas blessings from the islands.
I'm just island boy. You're gonna get that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun. I'm just out full gazing. I'm like, pull where I'm staying. They're like, you wanna be famous? I'm trying to be out all greatest. I'm gonna float all boy. I get real down tropic. I'm like, down on the topic.
What in the world is going on up in here?
Hear the music.
And that's because Jesus blessed her. What are you talking about? God is with her. Hey, stop this though, seriously. No, I want to address something. Stephanie Rodriguez says, prayers for my family and I. We lost another member on Sunday. I want to thank you guys for making me laugh and bringing my mood. Love you guys very much. I wanted to make sure I address this before the comments push this away.
Oh, the comments wouldn't have pushed it away. But
it'll push it out of our thing because of our feed. Because it'll go up.
If you keep scrolling, you want to see something else that I still from way back. Papa Marshall and some real G shit. I'm telling you, you can go back as far as you want. You just have to load them.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
It doesn't matter. Yes, of course, Stephanie. I'm so sorry. I got your message on IG, and I share the same sentiments for you and your family. Obviously, prayers and love sent your way. I just figured she was probably jamming out to the iMarquees. You out here editing early and shit, nigga.
Because I'll stop that as much as I can.
No. You brought this monster into our world. You don't get a fucking
you
pass.
You're the one that loaded it up.
No. You started this. You don't get to pretend like you didn't have...
What do you mean?
You started COVID and you started Island Boys. You're not fucking...
Well, shit.
No, I'm not letting you get away with this shit, nigga. You want to know how bad you did this?
COVID-19. I blow the wind of God. On you.
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
Speaking of habitual line steppers, Joe Manson is a piece of shit. Go ahead, Jay.
God damn!
Yep, you heard it. This clown. So the conservative Democrat, it's a conservative Democratic senator from West Virginia, he told his colleagues that he believed Americans would abuse benefits in Biden's Build Back Better spending package. He thought that parents would use the child tax credit funds to get this, buy drugs.
He's trash. He's a trash fucking individual. And I want to make sure that I get her name right. I believe it's
Taislin Figaro.
She does a podcast called Straight Talk No Chaser, and she was brought on Fox News to be like the lone like liberal or black voice to say some shit, and she slammed both Manchin and Biden. Check this out.
Host of the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast, Taislin Figaro. I think you've got a message of your own for the senator and the president tonight. I do. Number one, that tweet was out of line. People have been picking and choosing Shannon all day long on who they want to make the villain. I, as an independent, want to address everybody across the board, and I can do it all in 60 seconds. Number one, Joe Manchin, who I call the working man man-eater, went on Fox News to tell over 500 members of Congress and Joe Biden that I am your daddy, and there is nothing that you can do about it. Unlike Joe Biden, I do not believe in negotiating with a terrorist, so Congress should force the vote so we can see for ourselves who is with who, because I, for one, do not believe that it is just Joe Manchin. It is other folks that are hiding behind him, and it also includes Republicans that are willing to destroy the economy just for a win. Number two, I'm on Fox News tonight to tell Joe Manchin to lean into the first three letters of his last name, M-A-N, and man up and stop lying, saying that he's a conservative Democrat. He's a flat-out conservative, period, point blank, and conservatives should not be celebrating because he will sell them out as well, because he's loyal to no one, not a party or the people. He's only loyal to himself. And last but not least, I want to address Joe Biden. What will Joe Biden do publicly for this embarrassing betrayal? Will he strip him of his committee assignments? Will the DNC start recruiting candidates to run against him? After all, they did help him win, so they can certainly help him lose. What Joe Manchin is doing to the American people is criminal. So I ask, where is the 1994 tough on crime, Joe Biden? Where is the we gotta clean up the streets and lock up black men and too afraid to clean up the Congress seats, Joe Biden? Where is the tough on Anita Hill, Joe Biden? Where is the I don't want black children to ride the school bus with white children, Joe Biden? Where is the vote for me or you ain't black, Joe Biden? The same energy Joe Biden has had for the last 30 years should be redirected to Joe Manchin publicly for the people to see. But I guess since his White House press secretary said today that they are longtime friends and have shared values, I guess we'll never see it.
All right,
Matt.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Baby! Destroy it!
Bro, she unloaded the Hulk. Have you ever seen that video of the nigga doing 1,000 miles, but with his gun? Like, did she fucking boom, 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 boom? That's a silencer. Like, nigga, boom, that's a grenade launcher. Like, she just fucking unloaded on that nigga. She essentially looked this nigga dead in the eyes, like through the camera lens, at Joe Manchin and at Joe Biden.
If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to.
If you want to be a blessing, streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. I'm trying to pull up the run sheet because we finally got to get to this one. Oh yeah, listen, this one was brought to my attention by my good co-host and friend, Mr. Winston A. Marshall. Bless you. White people, leave Michael Vick the fuck alone.
Leave Michael Vick the fuck alone. It's over.
And I'm gonna say the reason I say jail. White. The reason I say it's a white people because of course. People magazine tweeted out, the last dog to survive NFL players Michael Vick's dogfighting ring dies. I'm going to be honest with you. That dog was 14 years old. Who the fuck cares?
15,
who
the fuck? Nigga. 15. The dog was 15.
Who the fuck is checking on the... Look, Michael Vick served his time, paid his debt to society, as they say it is, and has been openly one of the biggest advocators for anti-dogfighting in the world. Since then, this man is minding his own motherfucking business, okay? And out of nowhere, you decide to dig that shit up, sounds about white. And if anybody tries to say, well, what he did was horrendous. Yeah, it was. But guess what? He went to jail for it. He did what you're supposed to do. You know how in this country we say, the punishment should fit the crime, et cetera, et cetera, all that? He did that. That's the most white bullshit out of nowhere, because you know why? You don't bring up Ben Roethlisberger consistently, because that motherfucker is round and playing in the league, and y'all quiet as shit about that.
It's not just that. While this is happening, you literally had, I'm sad to say, in my fucking hometown of Dallas, you literally had these niggas roll out the red carpet for this asshole fucking Rittenhouse, where they essentially held a fucking convention with this nigga's name in lights like he's a goddamn fucking, like he's some sort of fucking rock star or some shit. Miss me with that fucking bullshit. Like, it's over. It would be one thing if Michael Vick did that shit, wouldn't fess up to it, never went to jail, was still fighting dogs and shit. The nigga went to jail. He lost millions of motherfucking dollars. He came back. He has been the biggest advocate for animal rights and trying to make sure that shit never happens the fuck again. And you still want to harp on this shit? Get a fucking life. Arrest the fucking officers that killed Breonna Taylor. How about that bullshit, huh? The fuck are you going on about? Jesus fucking Christ. I'm done.
There's this thing of, we all know, I don't know if y'all want to openly admit it, but there's two justice systems in this country. There's one for white people because you know why? Kyle Rittenhouse gets to do what he does and is celebrated. Then you have Michael Vick, who went to jail, paid his, again, debt to society, did his time, paid his restitution, his fines, and is doing what he's supposed to do. But you find a reason to fucking bother? Okay.
This is the biggest thing, and Jimmy said it, bro. This shit proves that people don't actually believe that jail does fuck all, and that's exactly my point. Either Michael Vick went to jail and was rehabilitated and is good going forward, or that's a fucking bullshit-ass lie you use to put predominantly black and brown men away so you don't have to fucking deal with them. And as you, I'm sure everyone here that watches our show at this point has seen 13th, it is another way to institutionalize slavery because the 13th Amendment says as long as you were not incarcerated. So, all right. I don't want to talk about this story anymore. I'm off it. I just needed to get it off my chest because I saw it this morning and I was about ready. Ooh, this is going to be fun, nigga. All right. This is next story, y'all.
What the fuck type of transition was that? No. You're not going to have a bipolar moment right here and act like ain't shit happened. You're not going to sit here and was like, yo, motherfuckers, it pissed me off. I swear to God, I'm going to get this shit off my chest.
So, look, somebody asked on Twitter today, they said, yo, who had better bars, Green Goblin, Bane, or Thanos? Now, Green Goblin has some bars, but let's be real. It wasn't even fucking close. It was between Bane and Thanos. And Jay and I have been arguing all fucking day about who had the better bars as far as that shit goes. Should I screen share our group chat or nah?
No.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. I mean, is it back-to-back or what? How is it?
I'm checking right now, so let's see. It was, so I'll read the whole, I sent the tweet and I said, Jay, we got to talk about this on the show today, but also the answer is Bane. Thanos has some quotables, but Bane straight up told you how it was, what he was going to do, then fucking did it. I wonder what will break first, your spirit or your body? And then snap.
First of all, if you're going to do that quote, you got to do it right. So go, I wonder what would break first, your spirit or your body? But then...
then Jay goes, well, Thanos let Hulk think he was doing something. Then he hit that nigga with the three-piece extra spicy, so smooth, the nigga started wearing glasses and a sweater. He beat the dog shit out of Tony Stark while telling him, I hope they remember you. All my years of conquest, violence, slaughter, it was never personal. But I'll tell you now what I'm about to do to your stubborn, annoying little planet, I'm going to enjoy very, very
much. I'm going to enjoy it!
I countered with, look, man, we all know that you ride Thanos' Infinity Stones like a rodeo show, but this nigga Bane looked Batman and Gotham in the eye and said, now you have my permission to die. Nigga, the nigga gave you permission to die, bitch? Like, he waited. He kept you on a fucking leash and then let that nigga die. Ooh, bro. So then Jay counters with, well, this nigga Thanos told his daughter, who was the only thing he loved, I ignored my destiny once. I cannot do that again, even for you. Then chucked her ass off a cliff for a shiny ass starburst. Then I followed with my nigga Bane, as he was ass whooping on Bruce, said, peace has cost you your strength. Victory has defeated you. Then continues to slap him around like he was Jake Paul and Batman was Todd Ridley.
Nigga. I'm going to tell you this dopest shit that Thanos told this nigga. Thanos sat there twiddling a rock while Fat Thor, Steve Rogers, and beat up Tony walked to him. This nigga said, you couldn't live with your inevitable failure. And where did that leave you? Back to me.
God. Oh my God, Dwayne. Yo, I'm watching on delay. All our wives are saying, oh my God, Dwayne. Nigga. Yo. So Jay says, my dog Thanos twiddled rocks while chilling and told these niggas, you can't live with your own failure. And what did that bring you back to me? Basically hitting them with the, you know, you done fucked up, right?
You hit him with the Bill Duke. You know you done fucked up, right?
But I asked Jay, I said, well, which mask do you own and imitate personally, Bane or Thanos? Well, he's like, I have a Bane mask, but I have a Thanos gauntlet. but I do have multiple Thanos action figures. I said, nigga, sure. But this was about the bars. It's not about the raw power. Obviously, Thanos is stronger than Bane.
Nigga, I will paint myself purple if you give me 20 minutes.
Bane had that mask on and was talking like that. You literally put the mask on and you did a whole fucking series during COVID about you being Bane trying to fucking survive the fucking pandemic. Nigga.
I hadn't gotten because my gauntlet yet. It was still in the back corner.
On top of the fact, we talked about this. You remember when Bane walked up to that nigga who thought he was doing some real shit in Wayne Enterprises? He was going to take over the fucking city. And Bane walked up to that nigga like he was Trump and said, do you feel that you're in charge? Like, nigga.
There are t-shirts made that says Thanos was right. Ain't nobody making t-shirts to say Bane was right.
But there's a difference. Hold on, listen, I didn't say ideology, bitch. I didn't say ideology. I said balls.
Here's the thing.
Now, the t-shirt doesn't say I am inevitable. Now that says he was right. Nigga.
Niggas got t-shirts that say I am inevitable.
Those are two completely different things.
Nigga,
you know, Bane's first whole thing was I'm going to give government back to the people. Nigga, how much have people been fucking quoting for years? You merely adopted the darkness. I was born in it. Like, nigga. Like, people have been fucking
quoting. Yeah, because it was years before Thanos comes along.
Bane had them bars.
Nigga, Thanos sat there and said, nigga, the end of Age of Ultron when a nigga says, fine. I mean, no, Civil War when he says, fine. I'll do it myself. Nigga, that's the realest shit.
You had it right
at Age of Ultron. It was Age of Ultron?
You had it right at Age of Ultron.
I thought it was Civil War.
No. It was not Civil War. The end of Civil War was...
Is the Ant-Man scene. No, is... Yeah.
It's set up for Black Panther.
It's two scenes. It's put Bucky in Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
And does Jay have a blurred hood? Does Jay have a Thanos' right mug? No, but I'll show you what Jay does have. Excuse me.
Jay has a Bane mask that he made a whole fucking... See?
Come on, buddies. Come on with me. You guys are wanted today. Okay. No, because he wants to talk shit. Come on, guys. Motherfucker. I don't appreciate this nigga talking shit.
Okay, so what we're not gonna do real quick, so Jay needs to hurry the fuck back. Cause we talked about this too. That's fine, nigga. We're not talking about you. You're conflating the issue.
Yeah, I see.
Put your fucking headphones on so we can talk about this. See, you're conflating the issue. I'm not talking about who was necessarily the better villain. I'm also not talking about who was the strongest villain. Of course, we know you, like I said, you ride Thanos' Infinity Stone like that's your nigga. And you his fucking bunk made in jail. I get that shit. What I'm specifically talking
First
about.
First of all, you acting like you Bane's motherfucking Scottie Pippen and you ain't had your bitch moment yet.
But that's fine by me because the whole point is I'm just saying on straight bar. Now, Tommy, stop taking the headphones off. We're having a conversation, bitch.
Tell this nigga, hey, y'all. Tell him. Hold on. Y'all tell him fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
See, okay, while he's blowing away, once again, I gotta say, this is, we're not talking about who fucking two-piece biscuited the whole fucking universe. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when they came down to the words, Bane was waxing poetic like a motherfucker. And no, I'm not about to accidentally, I'm sitting right here, so I'm doing fine.
Hold on, I gotta put my ear thing back on. My ear thing came.
Yes, because you keep taking it off, nigga, because you want to play with your toys.
My earpiece thingy came off, nigga. I'll deal with it later.
Because you literally out here playing with your toys instead of doing the show. But we need to talk about this because we talked about this and we were like, well, what about Killmonger had the hardest bars? Nah, okay. He had a couple lines that were dope, but this nigga was Hotep than a motherfucker. So he automatically gets disqualified. Let's just be real quick. He started off with the good being like, nah, no, see, that's vibranium. That's from Wakanda. People don't know about that shit. But then he goes full Hotep with it, where he's willing to like slap around black women and shit like an asshole, even though he's out here calling them queens and shit. Like, see, Bane, speak of the devil and he shall appear. Like, bro. So that's all I'm saying. So, and as far as this your king, sure. You also had Hey Auntie, but like, once again, not bars, Hotepy. That nigga was mad Hotepy.
Yeah, Killmonger was a grade A Hotep. That nigga was like, what's up, my beautiful black queens? I'm all about my culture and my property. That nigga got his power and was like, bitch, you do what I say. Excuse me?
Nigga, it was literally, it would essentially be this. If you could, if you could take like a regular nigga that's like good dude to like his family and his people, that's T'Challa, right? You put him, that's how you make it a superhero. This is what the super villain version of a fucking Hotep looks like. This nigga is out here in the streets making you think he was here for the people.
That nigga's the Marvel version of Dr. Umar. I think it's the Marvel version of Dr. Umar.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Okay, here's the thing that people keep getting conflated. I'm not talking about how they ended up in the end. I'm not talking about how they were fighting. I am purely talking about when he was spitting that good. Like, we all know that one nigga in the hood that can run his mouth, but the minute you raise a fist, he's like, ah! Like, that's... You know what I'm saying? He's Club of Lang. Yo, Club of Lang. That's the thing.
No, Bane was this. White don't Club of
Lang, bro.
Don't do
Bane
this.
Bane was white Club of Lang, bro.
Club of Lang, Club of Lang was the person you couldn't trust with any around anybody, nigga. Club of Lang was dangerous. I'ma kill you, fool. I kill your mama. I kill your babies.
No,
he was like, yo.
No, bro, the best thing on cover, he said, he looked up, he said, hey there, woman. Why don't you come over by my apartment? I'll show you what a mailman looks like.
Yes, nigga. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you the coldest bar that Thanos has is in one of the coldest bars is in Endgame, when Wanda walks up to him in her angry Karen mode and goes, "You took everything from me." He goes, "Bitch, I don't even know who you are, nigga." That's
accurate though. He didn't know who she was because this is a past timeline Thanos. Stop acting like that's a bar. That's just real life. I don't know you. That's
Destiny
literally all he said.
No,
he just quoted what was
not
on his
even
heart.
One
my nigga Bane, he was out here
needs.
In the mirror like insecure. He was practicing. He was like, okay, I'm gonna walk up to him. And when I'm beating Batman's ass, I'm going to be like, I wonder what'll break first. Your spirit or your body. And I'm going to break that nigga's back. Like that this nigga practiced this shit. It was fucking fire. By the way, Jay.
Everybody. How?
Because of Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I was like, what? Okay, I'll be back. Go get my. Because the math wasn't adding up. But I don't like the way you tried to segue that either, being a segue king, by the way.
I mean, you know how it is. But anyways, I'm just saying, but you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. Somewhere
over. I'm doing it right now, y'all. I know this is bad to have dead air. I know better than this.
Why, oh, why?
Okay, we gotta actually read them goddamn frame lines.
683. Okay. All right, you ready? All right, first of all, you got your shot?
Yeah, hold on.
What are you doing, math?
No. I just tweeted it from the thing. Who had them bars? Not strength or success, but just when he spoke, that shit stuck with you. Bane Thanos. It's on Twitter. You should be following us on Twitter anyway. Cheers, my nigga. Go vote on it and tell us what you think. All right. So,
all right. Let's read these Streamlabs.
So we got to go back to
Saturday.
Fredtastic. Fredtastic 314 says, "I thought I never wanted to hear. With great power comes great responsibility." I'm gonna pause real quick. So all of these that we're gonna read will tell you when they're over.
Hey man, the weekend is over, bro. Let's not do that.
Stop, because there are still people because of the tickets and because of Omicron. So I'm gonna give you right now, mute us for about 30 seconds because this is all gonna be spoiler shit. So I never thought I wanted to hear with great power comes great responsibility. And turn I heard Aunt May say it. Teared up like crazy. Thanks for doing the spoiler episode. Hill Nellum says, love the F out of this movie. balanced everything so well. Question, if I understood correctly, everyone got pulled in right before they died. Does that mean Toby and Garfield were on the verge of dying when they got pulled in?
Just the villains. Just the villains.
It was as it was described, it was that they were pulled from the last spot that they were. So no, it's not that they were dying. It's that they were at the last spot that they were. So, and then Alberto Rios, thank you so much. No, I skipped one. Another fantastic. De La Soul at the end was so cool as shit. I love that song. Awesome.
All right. Y'all can listen back. You can listen.
We're back. Come on back. Spoilers gone. We're good. So now, from Alberto Rios today, who gives a large donation. Thank you so much. Going to see No Way Home. Catch you on the replay. Cool. See, that's what I'm talking about. People had to go when they could go, so don't be rude. Delisha Renee out here saying pregnancy fatigue is affecting my mental state this week, so I'm glad to have y'all to take my mind off the worries. I don't say it enough, but I truly appreciate both of you. I appreciate that, Delisha. I also didn't know that you were pregnant. Congratulations.
Yeah, you didn't know she go ahead and got knocked up?
I had no idea, and I don't mean this with actually any angst in my voice, but...
Congratulations! Oh my God.
Weed Man Wade says, this the only dollar I got, but when we finally get Jay the Fleshlight, we got to pitch in for the lube too. And Jimmy Nails with the donation. I can't take fuck all Bane says serious because that voice is dumb as shit. Bane is one of my favorite characters, but the movie did him wrong. I mean, it was a choice. In the same way you have a multiverse popping off, it was a choice. I mean, we said the same thing about Christian Bale. We could, like, you know, so.
I was about to do it, but what you just said just resonated in my head so quick. Cuckity. Yes, you can unmute.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's there. Fox has canceled their New Year's Eve toast and roast 2022 due to Omicron. As of right now, any of the big celebrations that were going to happen, y'all might as well just consider it canceled. Like, if you're going to have a get-together like you were doing, you literally are going to have to take that major precaution of making sure that someone has a negative test within 48 hours and are vaccinated to do the best you can.
To go to what? I'm so sorry.
If you're going to have a New Year's Eve gathering.
48 hours, right?
Yeah, I said 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what we're doing too. We'd originally said 24.
I have a question though. Since I'm officially not going nowhere, do I still need, I'm stuck in the house?
Yes, because you go to the gym all day. Yes. Unless you were literally going to sit on your ass between now and next Friday, you best go ahead and get yourself a test, nigga. They're still free. I don't know why you acting like it's going to cost you some money.
I mean, I was buying, like I said, I was buying at home tests. Like
I would prefer, but that's what I'm saying. As we said in the thing, I would prefer, like, if that's all you got, fine. But I would prefer everybody go get a PCR because they're not as accurate as PCR tests.
Yeah, PCR tests are accurate, yeah.
Right.
Also, everybody in the chat going, Megan Good is getting divorced. Have you seen Harlem yet on Amazon Prime?
I haven't.
You have, look, I tweeted this yesterday. Harlem, Run the World, Insecure, and I think it's one more, are dope comedies out that center around Black women, successful Black women, and they are done well. I just binged through Harlem. Like I said, I watched Run the World because one of my homies is a writer on Run the World, so I didn't, you know, so I hadn't watched it till later. Very well done. Very well done. So I wanted to make sure I threw that out there.
Well, either way, I'm very sorry for Megan Good, but Lord knows there's a bunch of thirsty niggas that are already like, like the fact that she's back.
Better what?
You heard what I said. I'm not doing it again.
No. All right. So where are we at? So we can go ahead and.
Yeah. We got through all the Streamlabs. So we got to get to the part of the show that we normally do around this time because when we're at the end, here we go.
And now, an ode to Karens. Brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on Black people when they're just doing this thing
called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Yo, real quick, shout out to Dwayne with the assist, bro. He gave the ultimate Bane bar right here. This nigga says, "You will watch as I torture an entire city to cause you pain you thought you could never feel again. Then when you have truly understood the depths of your failure, we will fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny. We will destroy Gotham, and when it is done, when Gotham is ashes, then you have my permission to die."
Nigga hush
nothing. My nigga out here soliloquizing all over niggas. That is fucking fire.
He's soliloquizing.
Nigga, no.
Here's the Karen.
Yes, I am.
I take that shit. I'm coming in this bitch to get my motherfucking money back. You can't wear me off. This is what I stand for, right? No. What's up, ho? Let's talk it.
I can't see y'all sitting here right now.
Nigga's coming up with the story. Let's talk about the nigga's coming up with the story.
No, we do not know her at all. She just said, all right. She touched me in the assistant.
I'm recording. She's acting. Please don't.
Which one of us gonna say it first?
You heard her talking about, I'm walking with three black dudes. Who you say? Who? Why you think I stole? So there's a couple things. First of all, someone don't snatch this white girl for just shouting nigga every 2 seconds. Second of all, this is why I am so grateful I have four sisters. And I haven't seen Kristen fight, but I have a feeling that she would hardcore throw hands because there are situations, because you know me, I am not ever laying a hand on, but some woman employee of Walmart should have laid her out. Some black woman that worked at the minute she said nigga the first time, just give her one of these, and that's it, bro.
Like, you remember that Cleveland bus driver when the girl hit him and that nigga was like, "You going to jail now," and it upcutted that bitch's soul through the roof? That's what needed to happen to her.
I'm just saying you need to have one hardcore train like Ronda Rousey, like Krav Maga.
I'm fine with that. UFC. But here's the problem.
What'd you say?
I need to say this. And this needs to come from a straight real nigga perspective, a straight 101 nigga perspective. It is a lot of black dudes that are either in relationships with white women, or multiracial relationships and everything else, that does not give your partner carte blanche to use racial slurs.
And because yeah, Shorty,
yo, miss me with that. That has nothing to do with like.
No.
I watch Latin people do that same shit.
Did you hear what I said? Multi. Too. I said multiracial. I didn't just say white. Well, you missed that part. I said white, multiracial. I said both. Because I've seen it. Because again, yes. I've seen a lot of Latin women. Yo, bro, let me tell you something.
Trust me.
I've seen that. I've seen it a lot. That's what I'm saying. I've seen it from. I made sure I said white and multiracial.
I got you. Because I was going to ask you because I watched like some Asian kids that like hang out with black folk a lot too, try and sling that shit all the time like they shouldn't be. But like I was working at Bon Bon and I was bartending. And these two Latina girls come up. They're like, hey, yo, my nigga, let me get a beer. And I was like, I'm not your nigga. Like, don't use that word around me. And they were like, nah, nigga, it's fine. Like, we grew up around black people all the time. Nigga, it's not that big a deal. I was like, again, I don't know you. Do not call me that. They're like, nah, hey, it's not a big fucking deal. Like, you want to make it a problem, my nigga? Because both our men, they just got out the pen. You want to make it a deal, we can make it a fucking deal. And I'm like, say it one more time. And they're like, nigga, what you gonna do? But I was like, you're not getting your drinks. I took their drinks, I poured them out. So then they sent their dudes over and they're like, hey man, like nigga, why are you making this such a big deal? I was like, yo, I don't know y'all. I don't like it when people fucking call me that word that I don't fucking know them, especially non-black people. So stop. And they were like, nigga, it's not a big deal, Holmes. Like, that's just how we grew up, man. Everybody just call everybody nigga. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Stop saying that to me. So here's the thing. I was dating this Colombian chick at the time, and she worked in the restaurant. She heard the whole thing and she was their server. She goes, oh, okay. So then she ended up talking mad shit to them. They're like, if you ever fucking say some shit like that to my man again, I'll beat your fucking ass. So then she goes into the back. When she goes to leave, these fucking asshats jumped her outside. The two men held her down where the women beat her. She got away and the chef came out with a butcher knife. I was like, I'll cut all you little bitches if you don't get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to tell y'all, if you ain't black, keep that fucking word out your mouth. I don't care if it's in a song. I don't care if your partner says it. I don't care about all that shit. Keep it out your motherfucking mouth.
Here's the problem. Too many people have given people this imaginary pass. This imaginary, oh, you good with me, so you can say it whenever. The problem is everybody don't fucking run with you like that. And then you're going to have people go, well, why is it a problem if I say it? It was not a problem if a black guy says it, because you're not black. You're not a black man. You're not a black woman. And even, yes, there are some black men and black women, when they say it with a hearty R, I want to slap fire from them. I'm telling you this right now, and I said it to motherfuckers at the gig when I was as a bouncer. You know what I'm saying? You think I don't hear you, but I hear you. Here's my first warning. You chill. My second warning, I throw you up out of here. My third and final, I will stomp your motherfucking earlobes together like a church choir director. Here's the thing. I don't play that shit. I'm not one of these niggas in these streets. I don't give a fuck if I am in Los Angeles. I'm not one of these niggas gonna let you think you finna say nigga to anybody and you good with it. Yo, because here's the thing. Back we was on the block on Chicago. Let you been on 79th and Ashland. Let you been on 79th and Winchester, 79th and Damon. And you thought you was white and be like, what's up, nigga? We were gonna slap Thor's thunder out your motherfucking ass and not think twice about it. That is my rant for the day.
Oops. Didn't mean to do that, but yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. You want to talk about diversification. That's exactly why you need to, like, you got to make sure you got one badass chick working security at your spot. So when one woman starts to wild out like that, she starts putting hands on people, she comes in sleeper hold like, hey, and then there's no talk about manhandling or nothing, you know? So,
Mike, look, because like we've romanticized this word so much. Again, hip hop culture, of course, has always been used in hip hop culture with black artists. And then when Fat Joe started doing it, motherfuckers never said anything to him. Motherfuckers never said anything to Fat Joe, and that started some of the problem that allowed it to permeate over. Because Eminem's never done it, Macklemore never did it, any other the Beastie Boys, all these other people. Fat Joe
Eminem,
did it.
That was the whole thing. Eminem did one time in a mixtape he did when he was younger, and that shit bit him so hard in the ass, he made a vow he would never do it again, and he hasn't since.
Yeah, okay.
And he has been very sincere about never doing that again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuck these Bronx motherfuckers and Brooklyn motherfuckers really
really, would you actually get on the mic after the holidays? There's not much crowd. Cause, okay, cool. Somebody just asked me to do a show after the holidays. Yeah, that'll work.
Cool. Real quick, I got a Cash App from our boy Matt Thomas, who says, ask Jay how that fleshlight is working out for him.
All right, let me tell you something. If you don't try it, I'm gonna accept that because you gave a beautiful donation to the show. Hopefully it was worthwhile. I'm gonna need you to put how much it was in the private chat so I know how hard to go on this nigga real quick.
Okay, you really want me to put it?
Yeah, please do. Okay.
Oops.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It was actually the exact opposite of that.
Oh, nigga. Yo, let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something. I'll slap dog shit out you, boy. I've seen you before. I will kick you in your nipples. Don't play me. Don't play me. In your nipples.
Are you trying to turn this nigga on? What are you doing?
No, I didn't say I was going to kick him sensuously.
You said you're going to kick a nigga in his nipples.
I didn't say sensuously.
You could have said in his chest, in his stomach, in his dick, in his knees.
No.
You said his nipples?
His nipples? That nigga's nipples and areolas. All right.
His nipples?
Nigga, what did you talk about?
Some
his
niggas
nipples?
Gotta get it's right in the nipples. Nipples. All right. All right, man. Let's get up out of here before because again, everybody's getting ready to get out of here. This is our now. We know we'll do it. We were doing Christmas Eve, but a lot of you all will probably already be out on the road, holidays, and whatever the case may be. So you may not see us until next week or next year. Blurts After Dark is Sunday as a reminder. I just want to say that, but go ahead and tell people how they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me anywhere that Swaggy Blurs is sold. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, my YouTube channel. I have both my spoiler and my non-spoiler review with Spider-Man up there. I didn't really promote the spoiler one as much because I did the one with Blurs. I did the one on the big thing, all that good stuff. But if you want to check it out, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead and throw a like and throw a comment in there, all that good stuff. But appreciate y'all. My first video back with that, I want to say, last I checked, I was at like 2,700. Let me see where I'm at now. But either way, I appreciate each and every one of you. And like I said, we will be back on Thursday. I'll be in Dallas and as well as After Dark on Sunday. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me, Jay.
Man, my review ain't got no views on it. I'm fine with it. All right, I got 600 views on my review.
On your spoiler or non-spoiler?
Spoiler. I only did a spoiler, but I waited until it came out.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't feel like doing two different ones.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Also, to Weed Man Wade, thank you for your donation, but also you kiss my dick. Jay don't want a fleshlight because he got that Thanos gauntlet. All right, here's the thing we're going to have to understand. Y'all going to need to really start coming better now because y'all are really scraping the bottom of the barrel with these jokes, and I am trying to be nice and not go in on people like I can because I want to be a good human for the holidays, even though it's going to be me and my liquor cart, and we're going to pray for my kidneys.
You can go in on people, just not with rage. Come at it with jokes. So if Wee Man Way's going on some shit, don't you know that nigga in real life? I'm sure you got plenty of things you can say about that nigga.
I can be found at Twitter and Instagram at Mr. J. Washington, M-I-J-A-Y. You should know how to spell Washington. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/JAYWashington80. I have my own individual spoiler review of Spider-Man No Way Home. There is a collective YouTube review of Spider-Man No Way Home here on the Blurred channel with myself and Winston A. Marshall. To so many people who have been watching us for the first time and maybe just join in and watch the show for a while, like, yo, let's get a feel what they do on Blurred and all this other shit. This is just us having fun. Again, it's the holidays. We're getting a little bit looser as things go along. So thank y'all. We'll be back on Thursday, like you stated. Sunday is Blurred After Dark. It is our adult-oriented show. Please DM us on Twitter and let us know what you want to talk about. We've been trying to open the floor to the audience, to the neighborhood, to the neighborhood to give their, to, you know, to have them be, you know, help plan the show in a sense. And like, we can talk, we can pick all the raised subjects to talk about, but we want to give you guys that option. And it's so funny when we do that, y'all don't respond. Like, y'all be like, yo, we want to say this. It's like, yo, give us the
nigga. Did you see the DM on Twitter?
I want to see me piss Jay off.
Hook, line, and sinker, nigga.
Devil Ham says, two shots coming for me on Thursday. Fair warning. Hey, Christmas Eve, let's make it happen. I've already... Gotcha, bitch. I've stated this. Mad Titan Podcast is on hiatus till like first week of the year. then I'll come back and do it. I'm not doing it until a year. I have to get myself situated. I have to mentally prepare to be sitting in my house, sitting alone in my room like Brandy from that old album on the Waiting Exhale soundtrack, because that's going to be sitting in my apartment.
Wait, can I tell you a secret that'll make you feel better?
What?
Everything, y'all. We'll see you on Thursday. Much love to everybody. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Quick stories that we wanted to cover before we get out of here. First of all, Jake Paul fought Tyron Woodley for the second time, and he knocked that nigga the fuck out.
Yeah, but it don't. Here's why a lot of people are saying it don't count. People who are really paying attention, you got to start fighting niggas that want to actually box. Like sure, Tyron Woodley, I mean, that's a nigga that he's already beat, so it don't count. Like he's not fighting actual boxers.
Well, the dude he was supposed to fight backed out a week ago. So Tyron Woodley was like, I'll step up and go for this rematch real quick. And even if it is, he's still a fighter. So to get knocked out like that, I agree with you. Jake Paul needs to now fight somebody that is known for their fucking hands, that is known as a boxer and not a mixed martial artist that likes to box. I agree with you, but a knockout is a knockout. He knocked that nigga the fuck out, bro.
Well, here's my thing. It's like you got a former UFC fighter is not the same as a boxer. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
it's not the same as a boxer. So I just want to see this nigga. And then also niggas is saying Tyron Woodley knew it was just a quick paycheck. He got paid, you know what I'm saying, all that alone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And then the other story was because of the scare from COVID, SNL this past week only had 5 people there. They had, or 7, other than a few people in production. So you had Paul Rudd, the host. You had Tina Fey, Michael Che, Kenan Thompson, and Tom Hanks. And then you had the saxophonist and the keyboardist. But they said the rest of the cast, the rest of the band, they didn't even, like Charlie XCX had shot a sketch earlier in the week. So they played that, but she didn't actually show up to the set on day of. It was kind of crazy, but I'll be real with you, man. It was one of the best episodes I've seen. The Home Goods sketch, nigga. Did you see that shit?
I haven't watched the episode yet, but a lot of people are saying they should have just canceled the show. You know, just went to pre-tape.
I mean,
because they were scrambling trying to get the show to happen live. Right. Just go to pre-tape.
They did. They played. You know how they always do sketches that they shoot beforehand and play as like a digital short. They had like 3 or 4 of those that they played. Then they played their favorite Christmas sketches over the years. So they did kind of do that, and that was pretty much it. So you know, it is what it is, man. But that was it. That's your post credit, y'all. So again, have a good Tuesday. Happy Bachelorette finale day, so we can finally get a break from Bachelor Nation
Chris
for like
really
a week.
Happily Bachelorette.
Yes, nigga, I said what I said. So, peace, y'all.